on the ground. It's only if it's off the ground, right? The carriage on the ground, it doesn't help. The box on the ground help you?
It depends. Here comes the Shaila. If you a box straight on the ground would not help you, no. You'd be right, there's no aisle. You'd be right on the aisle. Right. Shemguchi would be coming.
So when it's off the ground.
But it's being carried.
So the difference is when it's carried versus.
On moving on its own. Both.
Yeah, which one would be.
Moving on its own is not an aisle.
It loses its shape.
Therefore,
it would not
be. Chaitis Matama. Would not block them. See, the difference is when something is being carried, that means it's not moving. It's not moving. The people are moving. Right? I put this clock on the tissue box. My hand is moving. The tissue box not moving. The clock's not moving. It's all stationary. I'm moving. Of course, it's moving because I'm moving, but not because it's moving. That's what that Mandiyama says. But, okay, honestly.
Is that when you're on a ship, which is really good stuff?
To Gemara. Not here, to Gemara and Gittin. Gemara, a few places. Yeah. If you have something in a boat, the boat's moving, the thing is not moving. Gemara.
It took 1,500 years.
I can't hear what you said. Right.
On
Shabbos. It's a Shabbos? I thought it was getting also. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe my mistake. It could be a Shabbos. Yeah. There's a bunch of Gemara oil on top of wine, on top of oil, shemen and yad. I thought it was in getting. Maybe I'm wrong. For some reason, this may come getting, but I could be way wrong. For all I know, it's in Zvachim. It's not in Zvachim. I know that.
I know it's
in Galileo,
but that comes later.
Yeah, okay. We are up to, I turned on the recording for those who want me to turn on the recording, and we are up to, where am I up to? Yeah, we're going to start again from Amar Rav Chisda, Maschul Amida, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 parts at the bottom. Well, Maschul Amida, it says that a guy is Tamei Mitzaira, afterwards he starts counting and continues on from his count. Amar Rav Chisda, Loishano, Benaziris Mu'etes. When do we say that the days of Tsaras does not count towards Mitzayra, towards Nazir? Let me explain what Rav Chisda is going to say so we can explain it without having any questions right away. And that is as follows. Rav Chisda holds that if a guy is a Nazir for 100 days, and he became a Mitzayra on day 30, and he lasted his Tsaras till day 60, he just has to continue 40 more days. The days of Tsaras can count. When the Mishnah says Tsaras can't count, the Mishnah means to say that you need a haircut. And you need 30 days after Tsaras in order to have hair for a haircut. Not because Tsaras doesn't count. Tsaras does count. There's no reason. This is Rav Chisda talking. We're not going to pass it this way. This is Rav Chisda's opinion. Tsaras counts towards the days of Naziris. The Mishnah said it doesn't. Because the Mishnah is concerned that you have took a haircut at the end of your Tsaras. And you need another 30 days of hair in order to finish your Naziris. Therefore, in all purposes, the Tsaras didn't count because you need still more 30 more days.
Yeah.
But if you would have 30 more days, then the Tsaras would count. That's what Rav Chisda is saying. So he's limiting this Mishnah to a case when you don't have 30 days after the Tsaras. But if you would have 30 days after the Tsaras, then the Tsaras days can count towards the number of days of Naziris. That means it's a long Naziris, and the Tsaras happened in the middle. And after the end of the Tsaras, there's still 30 days left. You don't have to recount anything. You just continue on. Amar Rav Chisda, lo yishanu ben Naziris mu'etas, zok derash, shalam b'joim, heichi kamar. That's what it says. The Enes Seisiris Akka. No, I'm sorry. I did the wrong rush. It's going right.
Where is the rush?
No, there is no rush. My mistake. Avum and Naziris Meruba. But if it's a big Naziris, Mislik Nami Solikle, it even counts. Masir Ripsravya. Maschulum Vayne Miyad. The Aim of Atum Hamas Akkaidman. He starts counting but he doesn't have to redo. Now, what is he talking about? He starts counting and doesn't have to redo. Right? But that means starts counting implies that he wasn't counting till now. Because if he were counting till now, he doesn't have to start counting. He has to continue counting. Nothing. Mislitzalit. It counts towards the Naziris. Island life, like the Mishnah used by Bimei Sisra, Bimei, whatever, by Zava Zava. It counts towards the Naziris. Maschu Omayna means you're starting to count. It doesn't mean, 1 second. It doesn't mean redo. It means start counting, which means you weren't counting till now. You start from where you're up to, but you start counting. I don't have to tell you to start counting if you're counting. I tell you to count 100 days. At 50, I don't have to start counting. That's what you've been doing for the first 50 days. What does start counting mean to you? You weren't counting. Now start.
You start over?
Not start over. There's a difference between start and start over. It says, Ve'enim avatos hakaitmen. That means you don't start over. But you start counting. You have to start counting. That means I wasn't counting till now. You don't have to tell me to start counting if I'm in the middle of counting.
It means start now.
What?
It means start now because...
What do you mean start now?
You have to bring it, what are you bringing, Kobayashi?
I have no idea what you just meant. I hope you don't understand. I don't know if you, I mean, no offense, but I don't know if you meant...
You're going to the mikvah, right?
But forget about the mikvah. We don't care about mikvah. We say he takes a haircut at the end of Torah. That's what the gay is. Balkari goes to the mikvah too. Azam goes to the mikvah too. Azam goes to the mikvah too. Anita goes to the mikvah too. Doesn't affect the Ziris in the least.
Those you may, whatever it is, Nida, Taras, they're still counting?
Absolutely. Forget Taras. A woman becomes a Nida during her Ziris. She can't count those 7 days? No such halach. She's Tomei. So am I.
There's no interruption in the
account. There's no interruption. And the Chizda is saying here that in a long Naziris, there's no interruption. That's what he's saying. He's saying what the Mishnah meant is interruption. The Mishnah meant if it's a Naziris of 30 days, and therefore you need another 30 days. So therefore, you're not interrupting, you need another 30 days.
That's what you're referring to, Master? That's what you're referring to?
No. Doctor, let me start again. I hate to say, but you're all over the place.
Now,
Chizda came along and said, that which the, forget about the words maschil. We're not there yet. Now, Chizda said, that which the Mishnah said, that the days of Taras don't count for the Ziris, is only because you need another 30 days afterwards. But really, the days of Taras do count for the Ziris. Which would mean that if you have an Ziris for 100 days, in the middle you had a Taras, it would not affect the count at all. That's what Rav Chizda said. Now we're going to try to figure out Pshat in our Mishnah, which we haven't had a chance to do yet. Zogti Gemara, Masiv Rav Shravya. The Mishnah says that after Taras, Maschil Omay Nemiyat, he starts counting. The aim of Atavem is Akaitman, but he doesn't have to recount, he just starts counting. Now which case is that going on? Il B'mai, which case does he start counting? Now, again, the word start counting means you weren't counting. But you don't have to start counting if you were counting. So when did he start counting? What does it mean he starts counting? Which means he starts counting where he left off? Not true. Because by a Mezirus Muetas, he's got to start again from one because he needs 30 days of hair. So the ain't a sitzer sakaitman is not true. Again, a guy is a nazir for 30 days, he becomes a mitzayir in middle. He's going to need 30 days afterwards. So for all practical purposes, he has to start all over again. But the Mishnah said he doesn't have to start all over again, he just has to start counting. I mean, he resumes counting. He doesn't resume counting. He starts counting all over again. And the Mishnah said, ain't a mevatel sakaitman. So it can't be talking about a 30-day Naziris. A 30-day Naziris, the Mishnah would not say he doesn't start over again. He does have to start over again. He needs 30 days. Hello. must be even Lab Nazirus Maruba. The Mishnah is talking about a big Nazirus and a long Nazirus, and the Mishnah is saying you start counting. Meaning, you weren't counting till now, and you resume counting, which is not like Rav Chisda. Because Rav Chisda said, you don't have to resume counting, you are counting. Uktani maschul mayna miyad. Zakti Gemara. Sorry?
Does not interrupt. Those missions say also that the words.
I have no idea. I don't know what you're referring to.
Enos is just a figment. What does that mean? According
don't
to
start. Well, we're going to who? Well, you tell me. What does it mean? You don't have to start at the beginning. Let's understand the words Enos Isis Hakaibin. Forget which case. You don't start over again. That's what the words mean. Now, if it's a Nazirus 30 days, you do start over again. Yes, Master.
There seems to be an assumption, which is not the question, that when it says you start counting, the counting is in reference to the Nazirus. Why not understand this as when you start counting, you're counting 30 days to a haircut? It happens to be that a haircut is necessary to the end of the Nazirus, but it really doesn't have to do with the time span of the Nazirus itself. You start counting 30 days for a haircut.
We're talking about the halacha of Nazir. Right. We're not interested in the name you're going to give it. The Mishnah is telling me what this person has to do.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So what is it?
So what count is being started at the end of
started
the
again. Okay. Again,
it's
again.
The word itself.
Maschil umayna means resume counting. Resume counting means you weren't doing that till now, and you're resuming it. Rav Chisda said, again, let me. I need a few more minutes.
The comes from the word tefillah, right?
Again, the Gemara understands that matzul umayna means resume counting. That's what the Gemara understands. I'm not even given a chance to explain this Gemara. I've been interrupted 18 times, which I don't mind. But if I can't explain the Gemara, then the Gemara will never make sense. Again. Rav Chisda said that in a series of 100 days, you don't have to do anything. It continues on as if nothing ever happened. A guy was in a Nazir for 100 days. On day 30, he became a Metzairah. He was a Metzairah for 25 days or 30 days or 40 days. Now at day 70, he's clear. He continues counting. He's fine. He never interrupted. He finishes at 100 days, waves goodbye, goes back home, brought his kabbalas. He's fine to go.
He overlapped.
I'm sorry? They overlap, correct. That's what Rav Chisda said. I'm not interested in the Mishnah now. We got to give me a chance to explain the Gemara, please. The Gemara has a problem in Rav Chisda, because then we don't understand what the Mishnah is talking about. Because the Mishnah says the guy that's a Messiah doesn't have to start at one, but he resumes counting at the end of his Saras. Now, if it's a 30-day Nazirus, he does have to start at one. So what do you mean he doesn't have to start at one? He does have to start at one. The Enos Isis HaKadma means you don't have to redo anything. It's not true. The 30-day Nazirus, for all practical purposes, starts at one. Because he needs, right, exactly. So he starts at one. So what does the Mishnah mean that you don't have to start at one? Mishnah says he doesn't have to start at one. That means whatever he did counts. It's not true. If it's a 30-day Nazirus, whatever he did does not count. Must be that the Mishnah is talking about a 100-day Nazirus. And the Mishnah is saying, resume counting. That means you were counting, you became a Matzaira, and now resume. That means whatever you did in between didn't count. I don't have to tell you resume if you're continuing to count. Uktari maschul mayna miyad. Amphit the Gemara, who might have loved him, a fire club, but the Nazirus bas chamishim yayim. It's talking about a 50-day Nazirus. The Yosef Esrim, he counted 20. The Shaldabay Tsaras, and he got Tsaras. The Galeach Tsarata, the Hadi Yosef plus the Yayim of the Nazir. So I asked my Gidlusar. The case of the Mishnah, according to Chizna, would be a guy became a Nazir at day for 50 days. At day 20, he became a Metzera. When he enters Taras, he continues 30 days. He resumes counting his 50 days because he needs a haircut. So he's going to have 30 days for the haircut, and that will be the end of his Naziris. So really, it's not because he wasn't a Nazir during the days of Taras. It counted, but it doesn't mean anything practically because he's going to need a haircut. So he resumes counting another 30 days, which he would need for his Naziris anyway. Now he needs it for his haircut. That's what the Mishnah means. Doesn't have to redo the 20 days. Doesn't have to start from day 1. He can start from day 21. Because it does and it doesn't. It does because had it been a longer Naziris, it would have counted. But since he needs 30 days for a haircut, for all practical purposes, he starts at 21. You know, I can't imagine what's bothering people in this Gemara.
There's an interruption in this long Naziris, no matter when. Why can't he learn 100 days?
But Rav Chisda told me it doesn't interrupt 100 days. Without Rav Chisda, I would have no problem.
How do I understand Rav Chisda? What is Rav Chisda?
That if a guy's a Nazir for 300 days, and he became a Metzaira middle, let's say from day 20 to day 50, he's up to 51 and he continues another 50 days. The Tzaraas had no impact on his count.
It doesn't
have an impact on his count, but the days of Tzaraas didn't count to anything. If it's 100 days, the days of Taras count towards 100. If it's 50 days, the days of Taras won't count towards 100. That's why the Mishnah said the word, Maschal Amayna, resume your count. Really, you were counting the whole time, but it was meaningless because you need 30 days left for the haircut.
Did you get 100 days then?
Is it what kind of Naziris? Is it 100 days or 50 days? So he just counts 100 days.
The 100th day, he's good.
Yes. 101st day, whatever way you want to call
it. Because he has at least a minimum of 30 of growth. Because that.
Right.
And beyond Surah.
Correct. But the Chiddush of Rav Chisda is that it counts towards the Zeras. Without Rav Chisda, I would say that during the days of Taras, it doesn't count against, it doesn't count for. If he's a 100-day Nazir, and he became a Matzai day 20, and it ended day 50, he starts day 21. When did he become a Messiah and when did it end?
At day 20.
And when did it end?
Let's say 14 days of
Taras.
Let's say.
At day 34 it ended?
Yeah.
He would count, he would have to count till day 64.
You talk?
Oh, that's great. I can't talk to four people at the same time.
Then he has much more than 50 days.
Again, I'm trying to figure out where the mental block is here in a simple Gemara. Let's try again. Let me start again and do not ask any questions until I finish. No questions. But listen, according before you knew Rav Chisda, before Rav Chisda came along, when we learned the Mishnah, we translated that the guy becomes a Nazir for 100 days, and he became a Metzaira day 20. No matter how long or short the Naziris lasts, when the Taras lasts, as soon as the Taras is over, he resumes his count at the first day of Taras. So he became a Metzaira at day 20. When the Taras ends, he starts day 20. That's where he's holding. The first 20 days count. First 20 days counted. The Taras is blacked out. It doesn't undo the first 20. It doesn't help him towards his 100. He starts, when he finishes the Taras, he's up to day 21. That's how we learned the Mishnah. Finish the Taras, Maschal Levina, resume your count. What happened during the days of Taras was blackout. I'm sorry?
It interrupts.
But it doesn't undo. That's how we learned the Mishnah before Rav Chisda came along. Came along, Rav Chisda said, no. If a guy is a Nazir for 100 days, and he became a Metzaira on day 20, and it ended on day 50, he's up to day 51. the days of Taras count for his Naziris. That's what he says. I can't tell him not to say that. That's what Rav Chisda said. That if a guy's a Nazir for 100 days, and he became a Mitzayir on day 20, and it ended on day 50, he's up to 51.
Uninterrupted.
Now, our Mishnah says, Umaskal Umayna Biyad. That means he was interrupted. Now, what case is it talking about? If it's a 30-day Naziris, right, he has to have 30 days for a haircut. So he has to start over again. So if a guy counted to 20, and then he became a Mitzayra, he's going to have to start from day 1 after it's over, because he needs 30 days for a haircut. So then it's not a Nisai, it's just a Kaidman. Don't tell me he doesn't have to redo. He has to redo every single day. So what case does it interrupt but doesn't undo? If this is at 100 days, it doesn't interrupt. 30 days, he has to redo. So which is the case that it interrupts but it doesn't have to redo? That's our question on Rav Chisda. The Mishnah says it interrupts, but he doesn't have to redo.
Where did you say that?
Maschul umayna ve'ein esayser esakaitman. You start counting, which means you weren't counting till now, and then now it doesn't redo. That's what the Mishnah said. According to Rav Chisda, what is the case of the Mishnah? If it's a 30-day Naziris, he has to redo. If it's a 100-day Naziris, he doesn't have to interrupt. So when does he have to interrupt and not redo? Something Gemara, 50-day Naziris. He interrupts because he's going to need 30 days at the end afterward. So for all practical purposes, it makes no difference that he's counting. So we call that an interruption. And then when the Taras finishes, he starts day 21 towards his 50, because he needs the 30 days for the haircut. So the Taras interrupted him because it's not going to help him counting, because he's going to need 30 days at the end anyway. But he doesn't have to redo the first 20 days.
Okay.
That's his question. That's the Gemara's answer. Rav Ravi asks, what's Rav Chisda going to do with the Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Rav Chisda will hold the Mishnah talking about 50 days in Zeris. Yes, doctor. Yes. No, go ahead. Let's get this done.
First assumption, which I don't understand, is that Taras has anything whatsoever to do with being a Nazir. It has to do with getting a haircut. If someone...
Stop! The Gemara will bring a limud later on that Taras interrupts the Taras. So don't even ask the question.
That explains the assumption in that there is a piece of information which is...
Well, that's why we learn. That's why we learn Gemara, yes.
And I still have absolutely no idea what drives the assumption of Munim Mispar cannot refer to the counting of the days to get a haircut, which is necessary to end the Taras.
Which means that he has to continue his Naziris.
Yeah.
So Maskell, again. Okay, fine. I'll leave that question. I'm not even going to get it. You're right. I'll just say you have a great question, and I'll move on. It doesn't bother me, because I think Maskell might, it doesn't mean start counting days for a haircut. I think Maskell might, it means resume count of Naziris. That's what I think. Again, you have to be, but I'm not going to argue with
it. The flow of the Mishnah implies it, and it doesn't state it. It implies it. You can say the flow, but we have...
Again, doctor, I agree that you have a great... And I'd rather agree that you have a great question than spend the next 5 minutes over this. Again, sometimes when we get Dr. Shalom, you have to lie. Yes, Dr. Braid.
I will not lose Shalom.
I take it there was a Nazir Mu'athas to sprint, like a minimum Naziris would be the 30 days.
Correct. Mu'athas, way the Gemara understood it, was a 30-day Naziris. At the end of the day, we're saying Mu'atis can mean 50 days. Because it means anything that he doesn't, he has 30 days left afterwards is Merubah. Anything he doesn't have 30 days afterwards is Mu'atis. That's the Gemara's answer. Rosh Amid Aleph. Abu Benazir is Merubah. Sha'achi Yemei Taratai. I have the Rosh of the Amid Aleph. Amr of Chista, all the way back. I don't know where you have it. I have Amr of Chista. That which you say The Taras doesn't count for Naziris, Elam Naziris Muetis. So Nazir Lamed Yoyim Ben Isrape Ben Tayim. I'm sorry. Ben Itzara. Mitzaratoi, but then it's supposed to say, Kshisrapim Mitzaratoi. Tzarek Ligaleich Mitzaratoi has to take a haircut. V'yachar Oysa Taglachas, Tzarek Linig Naziris. Achi Esare Royal Taglachas. Until he has enough to take a haircut. Then Gidl Tzare Pachas Mlamed Yoyim. Abu ben Aziris Maruba Shachni made Tirata Nishir Wadayan Yamid Lion Yamid Joy ben Aziris. Nami Sok, Mislik Nami Sok, Nika Gidl Tsar, there's a growth of hair. Mislik Nami Sok can lay accounts towards the count of Naziris. Master of Shrabya, Masko Mainam Yad Vainam of Atos Akaidman, Hainu Masnison. Ella Shavia Behepa, he quoted the Mishnah in the opposite way it says. In our Mishnah it says, and he quoted as Masko Mayna Miyad, the words of the Mishnah, he just quoted the opposite way. Can I just finish the rest? Even the serious Moata Shalom Adjoim, Hechi Kamad Eina Saitzer Sakaitman. How can he say you don't have to redo it? You have to start day one. So you are redoing it. You were in Nazar for 20 days, you became a Mitzayra, you got to start from day one. You need 30 days. A boy Gidl Sara, how could you Gidl Sarakai? Niktari Masko Mayna Miyad. Ainam of Atwas Akaidman. It doesn't have to redo. El Akaidman, who Masko Limnus Lashim is a Rasai. He continues to what he had done till now. But Aziris Masnun Yaimi, Iri Masnison, it's talking about the Aziris of 50 days. Behind the Aziris Muetas Dirk Christa. That's what he meant by Muetas. Longi Kamar. Loi Shonru Ben Aziris Muetas, Klaimak Shishilu Yamei Tzaratai. What he meant to say is, when the Tzaras started, he had only 30 days left. And therefore, he's going to have to count those 30 days, and the Tzaras can't help him. To finish it. Therefore, he doesn't have to redo the first 20 days. But it doesn't count the boy Gidl Tsar. It makes no difference if you count it or not, because you're going to have to recount those 30 days. Abu ben Aziris Maruba gets another payoim. Let's say he was a Nazir for 80 days. And he became a Nazir after 20. And he got clear of it 30 days later, which is day 50. Since from 51 to 80 is 30 days, right? Period, so it counts. Now, sometimes only part will count. Like if he had a 70-day Naziris, and he finishes the Naziris at 50, so he's got to count an extra 10 days, because he needs 30 days. But he'll gain 20 days through the Tiraz. Sometimes he has to he has to recount some of the Tzaras, because he needs 30 days left. Give us initial in Zerusak the Gittel Tzar. Well, Obama come out to us, because God's in charge of this, and the Benigga and Mamma and Nunyay. So it depends on how long that Tzaras lasted vis-a-vis his Naziris. If it's less than 30 days left, then he has to start again counting towards those 30 days, no matter where he's up to, because he's going to need those 30 days. If there's more than 30 days left, it doesn't affect his count at all. That's what Rav Chisda is saying.
Basically, it's an end result that the Kaitman gets not counted because he needs 30 days.
Exactly.
It's a result.
I don't care, but that's the Matthias. You can't tell me. I never said that's not Kaitman. You can't tell me that fact when it's not true.
So there's no real rule on Mitzorah
interrupts. It just doesn't make a difference practically if you're going to need 30 days afterwards.
That's what
I'm trying to say.
It doesn't
interrupt unless you don't have 30 days. But it's still practical.
It doesn't necessarily count towards your...
It doesn't count because of a technicality. But the mindset makes no difference, so it doesn't count.
Just to illustrate, if the din would be
Saiser's
Akaidman, if it would be like that?
You would always have to start from day one.
Right.
Correct. The Nazir was a Nazir for 50 days, and he became a Saiser in the middle, he would have to start from day one again. That's Saitzer Sakaitin. He doesn't have to start from day one.
Is that according to everybody?
This is Rav Chisda.
No, is that according to...
According to Rav Chisda.
That's what we'll learn Rav Chisda.
We didn't learn the Mishnah that way, and at the end of the day, Rav Chisda slugged up. But that's what Rav Chisda said.
Have we learned the Mishnah?
That it doesn't count regardless. Even if it's 100 day Naziris, it's a blackout period. Doesn't count against, it doesn't count for.
But that's only the days of the Torah.
That's all we're talking about.
And that's right. That's a loser. In a normal case of a Nazir, if he gets a haircut in the middle,
he has to count another 30 days. We had that.
Right. So in other words, it doesn't stop the Naziris.
I don't know what that means.
In other words, like a prisoner, if a Nazir becomes Tomei,
Mace?
Does that count? Does the previous days count?
Which tumor?
It was made.
No, yes, start again.
But
depends
not,
which tumor it's made.
Not for a haircut.
I don't know what
if
you mean by that.
A haircut.
No, we had that a million times.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay. I have, for the life of me, I had no idea that this Gemara was going to go so hard. To me, it was a simple Gemara. Weiter. Here we go. Masiv Rami Bachama. Two lines in the bottom. Now, we're going to need a lot of concentration here. A lot of concentration for people just to keep cheshbon. Not a hard Gemara in my mind, but it's a cheshbon Gemara. You got to keep track of where the guy is. I hope Artscroll has a chart. Masiv Rami Bachama. No chart?
Yes.
Okay. Baruch Hashem. He better have a chart because of that. Masiv Rami Bachama. Nazir Shayitami Besafik Umuklut Besafik. So I found that the Rosh asks, he doesn't know how a Mitzayra can be a Safik Muklut. Muklut means the Kayan told him you're Vadaitame. Either he told him or he didn't tell him. If the Kayan didn't tell him, see, Taras is different than anything else. When you have a kasha on your pot, a shayla on your pot, whether it's treif or not, and you call the rabbi, it's not the rabbi that makes it treif. The rabbi just informs you that it's treif, or that it's not treif. He's not the one that creates treif. Treif is there. You might not know the knowledge. So you pick up the phone, you call the rabbi says, sorry, you have to kasha your pot. He didn't make you kasha your pot. What happened made you kasha your pot? All the rabbi does is inform you of the consequences of your action. But Saras, it's not that way. But Saras gets Saras. 100% Saras. And he doesn't go to the Kayan, he's starved. He's going to pay for it upstairs, but he's starved. If he's in the middle of Yom Tov, the Mishnah says he doesn't have to go to the Kayan. He can finish Yom Tov with Saras on his body. Saras doesn't make you Tamei. Doesn't make one Tamei. What makes him Tamei is when the Kayan says, you are Tamei. And if the Kayan never says it, he's not Tamei. He can have the same physical symptom. Reuben and Shimon can have the same physical symptom. Reuben's in Erlich, he is, and he went to the Kayan and said, Kayan, I got a problem, I have this thing. The Kayan says, Reuben, your Tamei. Go on, goodbye, out. Salish Machnas, all the consequences. And Shimon never goes to the Kayan. Shimon walks around town, he's not Batame anybody. He's not Tame. It's unlike Kachris, where it's straight whether you ask or not. He's not a Mitzaira. And when after Sheva Bracha, after Yom Tov, the Mitzaira goes to the Rav and he says, you're Mitzaira, it's not retroactive. During Yom Tov, he wasn't a Mitzaira. The Kayan never told him he's a Mitzaira, so he's not a Mitzaira. Therefore, it's very hard to have a Safik Muklut. Subject Muklut would mean we don't know if he has the sign.
What's that initial period? Rabbi always pushes back. The way the author keeps trying it's uncommitted, not confirmed. So what Rabbi says, they just confirm you from the beginning?
Muklut, no. There's two kinds of Saras.
Right.
One is that he has certain symptoms, and that makes it a Saras to be locked up for 7 days, and sometimes for 14. And at the end of that, it depends on what happened. The client can either say, go home, and he was tummy during those 14 days. It was a level of Tsaras. Or the client can tell him it got worse, and now you go to that extra level of Tsaras. There's two levels of Tumas Tsaras.
The client had to see him before the first level.
Yeah. He's never a Mitzayra until the client says, you are.
Right, the client had to see him pronounce
it. Correct. That's not
but
what he was...
But the booklet means sequester.
No, not true.
Right. Okay, then I'm wrong. Listen.
Right.
The first
day. Can I say what happens? I think I can say the answer. Reuven gets tzaras. There are different levels of tumas tzaras. He can have a white blotch on his body that developed and no white hair. He goes to the kayan. The kayan says, you have tumas tzaras of the level of musker. You get sequestered. He's matame bayol. He has to be out of three machnas. All the halachas apply to him. He's a tame on the level of mitzayra musker. If at the end of 7 days things improved, the kayan tells him, you can go home, go to the mitzvah, and you're tar. You know, said you don't need 7 days, you don't take a haircut, you don't need kabbalas, you were tame. Just like the Zav was Tameh, just like the Zav was Tameh, just like a Balkari is Tameh, just like a Tameh Mace is Tameh, you don't, but not a Nazir, Tameh, Tameh Mace, just finish off your Tumah, go to the mikvah, your Ftar, and you're good to go tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, you're a complete Tar person. That's because the Kain diagnosed him as the level of Mitzayra Musker. That's what the diagnosis was of the Kain. And he told him, you are Tameh Musker.
And it improved.
Yeah, it improved afterwards.
Right.
Okay. Now, sometimes the guy has all the symptoms right away. He has the white blotch and the hair turned white. So the client looks at him and says, I'm sorry, you are a Tamei Mukhlut. You are going straight to the highest level of Tumah. What's the difference between the two? A Mitzayra Mukhlut, Dr. Mishnah Megillah, has to rip his clothing and let his hair grow. And a Mitzayra Musger doesn't have to rip his clothing and doesn't have the hair to have go. That's the only two different.
Time,
714. He doesn't have 714. He's a Mitzayra Mukhlut. When he leaves, he calls the client on his cell phone. Kayan, can you come check me? I think I'm better. The client comes and says, you improved. You're not a Mitzayra anymore. So the Mitzayra Mukhlut has to go through the process of birds and Aesaric. A Mitzayra Musger doesn't need that process. That's aim being tar mitay chesker l'tar mitay chechlut. The first part of the Mishnah was, what's the difference while you're tameh? The difference while a person's tameh is priyo prima. That's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah Megillah.
Is there any minimum time that he has to be?
No. A mitayra muklut, no minimum time. It can be over the next day. You know, it depends on his tshuva, how fast he does tshuva. It can be a day. Mitayra muklut can be one day.
Musker is a week or not?
He has to be a week sequester before we look at it again. The world makes a mistake, the belt, and they think that a Mitzayra Musger is a Suffolk Tameh. We hold them there to see, are you or are you not? Not true. A Mitzayra Musger is a definite Tumah. A definite Tumah on the level of Musger. And the reason we call him sequestered is not because we lock him up in a room. It's because the client doesn't look at him for the next 7 days. So for 7 days, the client doesn't go call. He can say, it improved, come out. No, I'm not looking at it for 7 days. That's what the Terry said. Don't look at it till day seven.
What can't,
where is he?
What,
no, he's not. He's out of three machnas.
What can't he, oh, he can't go, he's
in the, he is as tameh as the Mitzayra Mukhlut. Same level to Musker. Again, Musker is just as tameh as a Mukhlut. By the way, it's a Mishnah Megillah. Aim bay Mitzayra Musger le Mitzayra Mukhlut. Ella, Priya Ufrima. That's the Lashon HaMishnah Masechtas Megillah.
So why is it felt off on it?
Because the word Musger makes it sound like we're waiting and seeing. And everybody that you talk to walks around, not everybody, people that know better, but they walk around saying that a Musger is a Suffolk Mitzayra. Not true.
Make a progression.
It could be a progression. It doesn't have to be. It could be, that's a Mishnah Negaim, that a person can become Mukhlut at the beginning, after the first week, after the second week, or even after he was tar, he can become a Mukhlut. It doesn't have to be a progression. The Torah sets it up as a progression.
But that would be considered a new Tzaras if he's tar?
Yes. Yes. These are Mishnahs in Negaim. And even though I don't know all this at all, and Rabbi Schutz enlightens me in all this. The Goyim I know a little bit, enough to know this one Mishnah. Right. Now, so the Rush says he doesn't understand the case of Suffolk Mukhlut. The Gemara is going to talk about a person that either is nothing or he's a mukhlat. The Rosh says he doesn't understand the case. Did the Kayan tell him you're dame or did he not tell him he's dame? If he told him he's a mukhlat, and he didn't tell him he's not, it makes no difference. How can he be a suffix mukhlat? So the Rosh says he doesn't understand it. So I'm in good company. I don't understand it either. So, you go to the, you can go kite shopping, but we hope that the kite knows the halacha.
I wrote down in my notes years ago, I wrote down also Cohen doesn't remember, was it this person or another person?
Maybe somebody says that the Rosh doesn't know the case.
Rabbi,
on 59. Okay, maybe. Dr. Gemara, Masiv Rami Bachama. Nazir Shayatame Basafik Umukhlut Basafik. He was a Safik Tamei, meaning he was in a house, and 5 minutes later he knows now that there is a mace in the house. And he doesn't know whether the mace happened before he left or after he left. He's a Safik Tamei, Safik Nazir Tamei. He's a Nazir. He doesn't know if he became Tamei or not. Doesn't know. That can happen. Very simple. And Mukhlut Basafik. He's also a Safik Mitzayra. So listen to this guy. He's a Safik Mitzayra, and he's a Safik Nazir Tamei. That means he might be a Nazir Tar. He might not be a Mitzayra, he might not be Tamei. He might be a Nazir Tamei, and no Mitzayra. He might be a Mitzayra, and not a Tamei. One thing we know for sure, he's a Nazir. It's the only thing we know for sure. We don't know whether he developed Tumah, and he's a Nazir Tamei now. We don't know whether he developed Taras. So he's a Mitzayra, and then also a Nazir Tamei. Or maybe he's a Mitzayra and not a Nazir Tamei. Or maybe he's not a Nazir Tamei and not a Mitzayra. We don't know his status. There's a whole bunch of things going on here that we don't know. Now he has to become Tar, and he has to bring Korbanos. Which Korbanos does he bring? He can't get rid of his Taras unless he brings Karbanos for Taras. He can't get rid of Tamei unless he brings Karbanos for his Tumah. But he doesn't know if he's Tamei, and he doesn't know if he's a Mitzayra. So what is this guy going to do? That's the problem. Exactly. So what does this guy do? If we knew he was a Mitzayra, it'd be simple. Let's get rid of the Taras, and we'll go back to Naziris. But we don't know that. He might not be a Mitzayra. He might be a Nazir now. He might be a Nazir Tamei. He might be a Nazir Tar. We have no idea. This guy's a mess because he doesn't know what his status is. And there's a bunch of things going on.
He's definitely a Nazir. There's no doubt.
That's the only thing we know, that he's a Nazir Tar. We don't know that he became Tamei. We don't know whether he became a Mitzayra. Exactly. Dr. Rush. Nazir Shaitame Besafik and Mukhlik Besafik. Safik and Nipme Bemez. Safik and Mitzayra Mukhlik. Sarah he and Bemesektus Negoim. Zog Darash, you gotta look at Mesektus Negoim. Heichi Mishkachas La, Safik Mukhlik. How do you find Safik Mukhlik? Ditnan, Reish Perikei de Negoim. You don't have that, Rush?
Yeah.
Ditnan, Reish Perikei de Negoim. Kol Safik Negoim Tar Chutz Mizeh. The Yid Achar. There's only two Safik Negoims that are Tamei. The Hanuk Beis and Tamei Vadai. There is no Safik Mukhlit in Mesechtus Negoim. Either he's Tar or he's Tamei. There is no Safik. But man, I mean, by Uperka, call Safik Negoim between the Tar, Mishadiskin, Glitomus, Fake, and Tamei. And the Mishnah there says, if he has a Safik, the Kayim Paskin Tar. And once he's Tamei, the Kayim's Mesopik, he keeps him Paskining Tamei. But you need the Pesach of the Kayim. The Kayan never throws up his hands and says, maybe yes, maybe not. He's either going to say, Talokh is your Tar, or he's going to say, Talokh is your Tamei. Therefore, the Rosh says, I don't know the case. Because all cases in the Goyim that passed in Suffolk, there's a psak what the Kayan should say. That's the Rosh's question. Fine. So we'll leave that alone, that question, and we'll move on now. So here is this guy. So I want everybody to pay attention now to what happened. Zok de Mishnah Braisa. I don't know if it's a Braisa or a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's a Braisa, I think. It's a Mishnah? Okay. Eichu Bekachim Lachashashim Yayim. It takes him 60 days till he's allowed to eat kachem. Because he has to, it takes him 60 days to make sure that he's no longer an azir. I'm sorry, because for eating kachem, he's got to be through his saras. Usually, the minute the saras leaves, he's got 7 days, takes a haircut, takes one haircut, takes a second haircut. On day 8, he can eat kachem. This guy can't eat kachem for 60 days. And and he can drink wine. He finishes his Naziris after 120 days. Why? He gets to the end of his Taras is over. The Kohen looks at him and says, you're no longer Metzaira. He was a Suffolk booklet. So now he can't bring, can't take a haircut. Now he might be an Uzzer. He's definitely an Uzzer. Can't take a haircut. Because he's in the middle of his Naziris. So he finishes 30 days, his Naziris. Now he can take his haircut.
Or Naziris.
We don't know. He can't take a haircut for Naziris if he's a Metzaira. This is his problem. He doesn't know where he is. You have to let me talk. Please let me explain. Okay. At the end of 30 days, so we tell him, sir, go take him a haircut. It might be your first haircut for Metzaira. Might be. It might be your haircut for Nazir Tameh, because you might have been a Nazir Tameh and not a Metzaira. And it might be your haircut for Nazir Tar, because maybe you weren't a Metzaira and you weren't a Tameh. So this guy is taking a haircut for one of three things. He doesn't know why he's taking this haircut. He might be taking his haircut because he's a Metzaira. And a Metzaira has to take a haircut at the beginning of his Tara process. He might be taking a haircut. He's not a Metzaira, but he's a Nazir Tameh. Also has to take a haircut. But he can't take it till 30 days because he might be a regular Nazir. Now, we'll talk about Kabbanis in a moment, or tomorrow. Now, he has to take a second haircut 7 days later. But he can't, because what if he wasn't a Metzaira, but he was a Nazir Tameh? So he has to wait 30 days to take the second haircut. Because if he was a Nazir Tameh, now he starts 30 days to the second haircut. So here he is taking a haircut after 60 days. Maybe this is the end of his Saras. Maybe it's because he's a Nazir Tar. Maybe it's not because of Nazir Tame, for sure not. Because if it's a Metzaira, he's not, the days to Naziris don't count. So it has to be either the second haircut is maybe his Saras and he's finishing off his Saras. Maybe he was never a Metzaira. And he took his haircut for Nazir Tame the first time, and now this is a haircut for Nazir Tar. So at that point, he can eat kachem, because his saras is definitely gone. After 60 days, he's finished with his saras.
Is his skin better now?
Obviously, that started. Because without the skin being better, we're nothing to talk about.
The client didn't know exactly whether he was a
saras. Again, the end of the day, the saras is gone. If not, we're not talking.
No matter what.
No matter whether he was or wasn't, it's gone.
What's the typical
service
process? 7 days?
He loses his saras, takes a haircut.
When?
First day, day one.
Okay.
Then he counts 7 days and takes a second haircut.
Let's call that 7 days worth of growth he needs.
No, he doesn't. It needs 7 days of time, nothing to do with growth.
Minimal, but it could be longer.
Yes, it doesn't have to be day 7.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay, we will continue tomorrow.
Correct.